extract.
Can you believe that 50 states right now are below the average temperature at this time of the year? And, of course, we know that so many are freezing, and that's just been the running gag here on America Tonight. So each and every show, we kick things off with our pals from Talk Radio News. And, of course, I've been doing my cheesy jokes of how cold is it. So the former congressman from Ohio is an expert at joke telling, and especially of this variety. So I'm going to set him up. Bob Ney, it is so cold. How cold is it?
It is so cold, it's like John Boehner and Harry Reid having dinner together. That's pretty cold. That'd be frosty.
I bet.
That'd be worse than the vortex.
I bet it would be.
Because Boehner would cry and the tears would freeze.
See, right, so here's the thing. When they've known each other for a long time, and this is kind of an interesting deal. And, you know, a lot of folks in Congress, you can grub together. You have your own sort of congressional dining room and whatnot.
Yeah.
When you get into it and you really just the back and forth with somebody on the other side of the aisle, does that all go away? Is a lot of that theater, or does it depend on who it is?
Depends on who it is. I mean, some of it's theater. It depends on who it is, and people will socialize. I think those two, I don't think they really like each other. I don't think they sit at the same table for lunch, as a lot of us did.
Yeah, they sort of give each other those darting eyes, for sure. But, you know, when the speaker was Tip O'Neill, everybody talks about how it didn't matter if somebody was, you know, the most conservative Republican on the Hill. They liked Tip O'Neill. He had a lot of friends on both sides.
Well, that was different. Tip O'Neill was different. He really, all politics was local. He was a glad hander, and you could put aside differences, have a drink, have a bite to eat. Yeah, he's a different breed, different era.
Since so many people that listen to America Tonight, this is part of, you know, this, there's always polls taken on it about, oh, Congressman, it's so polarizing and all that sort of thing. If you got a Speaker of the House that was more of a uniter, do you think that we'll ever see those days again that we saw in the 70s and the 80s? And even, hey, even with Newt Gingrich.
Newt was, in a sense. I mean, I served under Newt, and Hastert was a nice guy type. But Newt would try at certain times to, you know, bring some people together. I don't know if we're going to see that era again. Whoever does is going to have to really be strong and bold, because the party interests are just going to rip their arms off for it. You know, what are you being that way? Why are you, you know, catering to the opposition, et cetera? I think if a person's fair, then they can be, you know, stern leader, but they can be fair about it. And hopefully somebody will do it, and I think it'll bring a breath of fresh air. I've always said if Hillary Clinton, and this is bold, I know, but if she picks a Republican running mate, both parties would go crazy, but the people would be like, wow, let me breathe again. I mean, there's just somebody's waiting for something bold, I think, to happen.
You know, that the name that's been suggested is Chris Christie, if he's not going to be off the Republican bench.
I said that about 2 months ago, and a couple of my friends on each side of the aisle ripped my face off. Like, how could you possibly say that? And I said, well, I think the people would go crazy. I mean, I think they'd love it.
Boy, I'd love to hear that conversation. I'd love to hear the strategist conversation. Yeah, it would be. Oh, I would love it. No question about it. So let's talk about what Senator Rand Paul said today. He went after President Obama talking about the unemployment benefits, saying that, like most liberals, he makes big-hearted, small-brained policy statements. And you know there's this tug of war over extending them or not. Do you think they'll extend them? And what do you think of Paul's comments?
I'm surprised at him because, look, you know, he's really, if he's thinking correctly, let the extension go. These are people that have worked. These are people that are out of work. The economy, you know, is not the brightest bulb right now. So let that go. That's like Mitch McConnell today saying about, you know, he'll do the extension and tie it to Obamacare, you know, not being extended for a year or some such thing. And if they wanted to score some points, they would say, look, the economy's not doing good because of some policies of the White House, and here's what we want to do to change it. We want to make some manufacturing jobs. We want to make China have fair trade instead of taking advantage of us as they do, et cetera. They could set a whole tone. Instead, they pick out something. Rand Paul has picked out one thing, Kate, and he's picked out the wrong thing to take on. I can't imagine who's against extending unemployment right now with this economy. So,
well, and you know what the cry back to that is, well, this is people that it's not motivating them. It's not motivating them to get jobs, to go and pursue it. But like you said, the economy and looking around at the jobs that are available, it's pretty clear that people are still hurting.
Oh, when the economy was booming, considerations like this weren't, they just wouldn't happen. They really wouldn't. But when the economy is like it is, I mean, they've got to do something with it. And so I think he picks the wrong fight on this one. I really do.
All right, so wrong fight for Rand Paul. We'll see where that goes. And then this thing, you know, Senator John McCain says Dennis Rodman going to North Korea to see Kim Jong-un proves that he's a dangerous idiot who's promoting a murderous two-bit dictator. I have to say, I agree with the Republican senator. Dennis Rodman was a great rebounder. I even covered him at one point in my career. But I there's something wrong about this and him going there and organizing basketball games and not helping out a guy who's in big trouble over there who happens to be an American.
I don't know what, you know, I mean, people communicate with Iranians, you know, things like that. In this case, the leader of Korea is so distorted, and I don't know how this is going to help individual Koreans. I mean, you can still give, like with Iran, not like the government, you can give medical care, you can help, you can promote wrestling teams coming here and going there. This is one-sided. I mean, they're not going to let any of the Koreans come here and practice basketball. That's not going to happen. If that happened, you could almost say, yeah, you know, he's starting some type of exchange.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, it's a whole crazy thing. All right,
yes,
it is very weird. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Stay warm.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and the part that I agree with McCain is with what's going on with Kenneth Bay and the fact that Rodman does have the ear of the crazy man, and he's not doing anything to at least say something about the release of Bay, who is a U.S. citizen who was sentenced, by the way, to 15 years in a labor camp. You know what that labor camp is like in North Korea, in Pyongyang, just terrible. This was last year on charges that he was going to topple the government, trumped up ridiculous charges. And this is a guy who's an American, who's got three kids, who's had a bunch of health problems, of course, during the detention, and was transferred from the labor camp, actually, to a hospital. And his family is begging for anyone to do something to help with his release. Bill Richardson, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, just like McCain, came out and slammed Rodman's comments and said he was disappointed because... Here's the thing, he's crossed the line, Rodman crossed the line by implying that Bay might be guilty and suggesting there was a crime. So this is the problem. If he said, I don't want to get involved and then I'm just here playing basketball, sorry, boom. But he went a step further, so not only not advocating for him and going out on a little bit of a limb, but clearly not understanding his case, not saying anything positive to help with it. In fact, saying the worst. So obviously, he was made aware of it from the North Koreans. And this Rodman relationship with Kim has been around since last February. Shame, shame, shame. Extreme weather day 5 on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I forgot my hat. I came ill-prepared today. No gloves either, too. I don't know what I was thinking. This jacket's heavy enough, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. Forgetting hats, gloves, not completely buttoning up. And the nation is gripped by this weather, without a doubt. You know, I've got a friend that lives in Buffalo, and they're used to brutal weather. But they're telling people for the first time in a long time to stay home with the high winds, another foot of snow. It's like the trifecta, they say. Cold weather, cold temps, the wind, and then snow. So even the Sabres, the Buffalo Sabres, said don't come. Don't come to the game, which is crazy. You know, they want seats. They want people in the seats. They want fans, and they told them don't come because they're worried. They're worried about people trying to get to the game and fear that something would happen. You know, Buffalo's had 14 inches of snow. That's what they got on Tuesday. I mean, that's crazy. They're not the only ones dealing with nutty weather. New York City, a record low for the day. Again, you know, not the all-time low of 15 below zero, but in the neighborhood. And in the Midwest, which we've been talking about all along, getting some of the worst of what has been the cold stuff, where you're looking at maybe right there at zero, but feeling like it's negative 2, negative 3, negative 4 degrees. Now we've got 16 people that have been killed where their death has been blamed on the cold weather so far. 11 from traffic accidents, 3 hypothermia, and, I mean, how sad is that, dying from the extreme cold? And then there's the concern about animals and what's happening to them. Because think of the dogs. Think of dogs being left outside. And think of the zoos. They're, of course, pulling all the animals in, but some people aren't thinking about that, and they haven't done that, and so they've reported a high number of dogs freezing to death in and around Chicago. Flights. Some took off, but there were still problems with some of the flights. There were about 2,600 that were canceled within or out of the United States on Tuesday. That's, you know, 6,000 others that were delayed. And the greatest website to get this information, I mean, you get this information all over the place, but there's a, I think I talked about it the other day, there's a website called flightaware.com, which is great because you can look up your flight. And anyway, that's the number that they had, 2,600 flights canceled and 6,000 delayed. So some people who were out of the country are in a weird situation because they're stuck trying to come back in and around to where they're trying to get, and then it's that jigsaw puzzle. Amtrak, they've had some problems with Amtrak, where a train was stuck for 9 hours on Monday night and early Tuesday near Kalamazoo, Michigan. 300 passengers had to wait 9 hours to get to where they were going. So all these stories are the stories that we're hearing from across the nation. With this wind chills and what's happened in anywhere from Minneapolis to Atlanta and then some in between. Most of the states in the Midwest, some in the South, Southeast experiencing, and the Northeast, of course, experiencing the crazy weather. The ice forming on the rocks on the waterfront in lower Manhattan, that was crazy to look at shots of that. The people who seem that are smart, that are bundled up, that are unrecognizable, where you can't even see their eyes. And then the people, like the person that you heard at the top, I forgot my hat, and the people who are dressed not at all for the weather that they're facing. And all you see is people just battling the elements, walking with their hands covering their head and waiting, which is why so many waiting for trains and stuff, why so many schools canceled, because could you really have kids at bus stops out in the cold for however amount of time that they would be there? And the answer is no. It was just too risky to do that. So you had a lot of kids that are home. You had to figure cabin fever big time. And how long does this continue? Because this is just the beginning of winter weather. It was predicted to be, in the Farmer's Almanac, a pretty rough winter. And it's certainly showing that. With the cold, with the ice, with the snow. It's pretty nasty sledding out there. And a lot of you have certainly sent me what's going on, as I asked for that. The stories in your neighborhood, what's going on. And how bad is it? Just how cold is it? And what are you doing to combat the nasty hand that Mother Nature has dealt so many folks, where they're afraid to go out and have kids in the house and they're stuck? It must be a lot of game playing is what I'm thinking. A lot of game playing. A lot of serial watching. You know how people do that? Where you just pick a series and you go on to a streaming site and you watch a show after a show after show. I bet a lot of that is happening. I'd love to see the stats for Netflix. And, of course, here in the network, you can always download some of our America Tonight shows if you missed something that you wanted to hear. And you can do that streaming thing as well. Coming up the rest of this hour on ATN, we've got a candidate for the dungeon. I haven't gone to the dungeon in a long time, but we have a good candidate for the dungeon. So it looks like we're going to do the old heave-ho. We're getting our keys ready to do that. And we'll talk about the fighting that's going on politically over more than just what you heard Bob Ney and I discuss with unemployment and extending those benefits, or what's going to happen. You know, what's ultimately going to happen there? Because we're talking about just a couple of votes either way. So it's going to get extended for over a million plus people, or no, it's just dead in its tracks. And it's too early to tell this, because whoever I've called on the Hill, if it's a Democrat, they're close. If it's a Republican, they're close. So I know it's a matter of just a few votes. And there may be some people listening to us that fell on a hard time and could not find a job, and you're waiting with bated breath to see what's going to happen with these, with the bennies, and whether you're going to still going to get them or not. You're going to get that check, or you're going to have to find other means and other ways to kick up something where you can have income coming in, which is a tough situation to be sure. So 90% of the U.S. frozen. If you've got a story, share it with us at 855-266-5283 or shoot us that email that I've been talking about, the inbox flooded, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. You know, I mentioned that Florida State comes up big in the end. They beat Auburn. Oh, I knew a lot of, as much as I knew some Seminole fans, I knew plenty of Tiger fans too. But what's really crazy is how many times when we were talking about the NFL did we talk about Tim Tebow and the success that he had, that little window, the whole Tebowing craze in Denver. And then, of course, he goes to New York, and now he's out of the NFL and was looking for a job, looking to get picked up by someone, didn't get picked up, and decided to go into broadcasting. And, you know, what's interesting is he made his debut in that BCS, that final BCS championship game, and sure enough, just like we nail the score, try to nail the score with our weekly contest, he almost nailed the score. When he was asked about it, he said, "I think Florida State wins 35-31. Florida State did win 34-31. So how about that? He was that close. And at the Rose Bowl, I saw a little bit of him. He seemed fine in what he was saying. And let's see what he does in some of these game situations. But it looks like he has a new career, because he's going to be part of the SEC network later on, and he'll be a big part of it. This is a huge new gig for him. So here's a guy who hasn't taken a regular snap since his time with the Jets, and it was really looking. He was pushing. The conversation came up all over the place on talk radio, but he did not get another job, so he ends up in the booth, and he almost nails the score in that BCS national title game. So how about that? How about that? Pretty good. And I guess a lot of people were actually watching the game because it came down to a nail biter. When it's close, you're going to get people to watch, without a doubt. Pot! Should it be legalized across the board or not? There's more public support across the land for this idea. Is it all about the money, but is it the right thing to legalize cannabis smoking across the United States? We're talking about it next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Newt.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain.
So coming up later this week on America Tonight, we're going to talk to somebody out of Evergreen, Colorado, about now what has happened in that state with marijuana sales that have literally gone up in smoke. It's just not a crazy phenomenon, because this was expected. I don't know that it was expected that there would be so many people that would line up, but that's exactly what has happened. And we're going to talk to a guy who has one of these shops, as I said, in Evergreen, Colorado, and I can't wait to talk to him about just what it's been like. His name is Tim Cullen. What it's been like for him since all of this really kicked into high gear. Because we've seen certainly have seen the video and the taxes for the state itself and what's happened now, running out of product at the stores because of how many people are willing to come and get the small amount that they're allotted and then go away and come back again and take their card with them, and they're paying a pretty penny for it too, because the price has certainly gone up. So now the question that's out there is, should marijuana be legalized? I mean, this isn't a new question, but we're seeing what's happening in a couple of different places. And the numbers have changed. A majority of Americans, 55%, say pot should be made legal. This is a new CNN poll that just came out. And that's a big swing if you think of the numbers from just 2 years ago. 43% said it should be legal. And if you go back to the 80s, the crazy cocaine-laden 80s for some people, remember all the wolves on Wall Street, people getting just out-and-out, flat-out rich. In 87, 16% thought marijuana should be legalized. So here's the difference. And many of you are listening to us in these areas. So you've got Republicans, you've got Southerners, they say, and senior citizens who are the only major demographic who still completely oppose the legal use of pot. So now baby boomers are getting older, and then you have the generations coming up behind them. It'll be interesting to see if that changes the dynamics or the demographics, basically, in the, some of the southern states where they're saying, no way. And we have looked at this subject from a lot of different points of view over the years on America Tonight, because it's nothing new. You know, we've had initiatives on ballots across the country, or it's been shot down and never made it to the ballot or whatever. So this conversation is not a new conversation. I mean, the talk of pot, legalizing pot, has been around for decades. And we looked at it with several law enforcement people. We've looked at it with people, as I've talked about before, in the rehabilitation industry, I'm going to call it that, now, where people and people who have come on the show to talk about how they ended up with doing cocaine and ended up doing stronger things too, and ended up doing meth or crack or whatever. And many in that business feel it's just a gateway drug. That you do that, you say, okay, let's legalize marijuana, then what's next? And business is booming. Business is booming in Colorado, no doubt about it. There are even pot stocks, and it's, you know, kind of penny stocks, but they're out there. And it just shows you the interest in this, in where this goes. There's one called Medbox, and it's not really a penny stock. The shares are traded for about $66. And the company, they say, is valued at $1 billion. So Medbox has 200 orders for the pot safes, that's what they call them, from customers in six states. And, of course, that's all contingent on licensing approvals and, you know, all of that. So they boosted inventory, and they've got a company that makes the vending machines, a pot vending machine in the works. That's crazy. And this isn't new either. You could talk about hemp. Certainly you've heard some of the advertisements and what's happened with hemp. So you've got a few companies in that ecosystem, in that world, and they're on fire right now. You have hemp, which is Green Grow, which is GRNH. Hemp is HEMP. You have Grow Life, which is PHOT, and if you look up those stock prices, you'll see how big they've surged and what they're trading for. And here's the real thing that I wonder. If this is such a cash cow, will some of those barriers be broken down? And, I mean, you're listening to me in Texas. You're listening to me in Alabama. You're listening in Florida. Well, how would you feel about that? How would you feel about, you know, the smell of marijuana on the streets? You're not a marijuana smoker, let's say. So you have people in your family that have been busted for it, or you've seen some sad things and feel the same way that it's a drug that could lead to other things. Or you really don't care if people smoke pot, but you don't think it should be legalized. The temptation, I think, more than anything, in talking about the fact that when you hear the cash register ring that way, this is why the push is going to just keep on coming. It's going to keep, it's just going to, the drum beat is on. The drum beat is on. The drum beat is on for this to happen. And I think it's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So get the, if the petitions get going and then this is an issue that gets on the ballots, you wait and see what happens. You got publicly traded stocks. You got all kinds of other products related to it that are starting to make money in different areas where normally they wouldn't. And California is one of the places where you would think, you know, when you think of California, certainly there are conservative areas like Orange County, but overall, when you think of California as a Democratic liberal hotspot, I mean, look at the representatives from California, and yet no legalization of pot in Cali at this point. And I think in a state that's struggling, that's where the veil is going to be lifted. Even if there's blowback and people pushing against it, because of the avalanche of cash that could come in, another revenue source, and then the idea being pushed that this is a way that you can answer the bell when it comes to drug dealers and when it comes to illegal growing and wasting time busting people for tiny small bags of pot or selling hardly any weed, that kind of thing, and then splitting it up. I think that we're going to see more states are going to embrace this, especially the medical marijuana. The medical marijuana, though, is different than legalizing pot and people just having a small amount that they're allowed to grow or they're allowed to buy. And I think that as people watch Colorado, there'll be more of a push and more states that are willing and haven't been in the past to say, yeah, okay, people get high and they want to buy pot, I'm all right with that. Because maybe my taxes go down. Hey, maybe it helps me. Maybe I don't have to worry about my tax bracket jumping up or getting hit with ridiculous nickel and dime stuff because we're going to bring in all this coin with all these people that are smoking. But then imagine you're the parents of a teenager and you're worried because, you know, there's a lot of kids that are smoking pot. It's really prevalent right now. And these are sometimes kids who end up doing the farm party stuff. And where does that go from there? What does that lead to? Nothing, just kids will be kids, or hey, so they smoke some pot. What's that? Who cares? Isn't that different than the whole drinking thing that we see kids drinking and driving, or parties where they have access to liquor and they're, you know, 16 years old, and some of the dangers that we've seen of that, and crazy things when people get on college campuses and with pledges and in these frats and sororities and initiations, and, you know, just the whole idea of what happens when you overindulge in alcohol, and which is always the argument of the person who smokes pot and doesn't understand why, one, it's not legalized, and why they get the crackdown, because there isn't that crackdown. I mean, there's the crackdown on alcohol and driving and, of course, all of that, but you can legally buy alcohol, as, you know, as long as you're of age. So this avalanche that's happening in Colorado, I think, get ready, is about to happen perhaps in the next 4 or 5 years in a neighborhood coming to you. How do you feel about that? You can always chip away at the question, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like you're walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's a light. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can take it, feel it, pieces of meat.
In here in our final turn with Matt back at the mothership. He is the maestro of the show on the technicals. And Matt, a couple of things. One, because it is about extreme weather, once a show at least, we have to check in and find out what is the temperature in Minneapolis.
Right now it's -2. It actually got above zero today for the first time in I think like 48 hours or something more than that. I think it might have been more actually, but so it, and honestly, when I left my house and went to my car, I am not kidding, it felt like springtime because it was such a difference, and it was only about 2 degrees.
Wow, that's crazy. That is extreme weather for sure. So you're not too cold. I mean, you can still help us with the dungeon, right? Because you have the key. I don't have the key.
Yes, I can.
His hands aren't frozen. That's a good thing. That's, you got to have good equipment when you live in these places. And when I mean that, you can't, like, I have shaky gloves. You know what I mean? Somebody gave me these gloves, and I've had them for years. And I noticed the other day I put them on, there's like a little hole in the palm of it. It's tiny, but these are not gloves that you want to tackle the weather that you have in the Dakotas or in Minnesota or in Illinois or any of those places or Buffalo where they're getting more and more snow. You wouldn't be walking around with the kind of gloves that I have on. You got to have the right equipment. So I have a dungeon moment. We haven't done one of those in a long time. And the moment is this. There is a man who is accused of accidentally starting a wildfire that threatened the town of Jackson, Wyoming. His name is James G. Anderson. And what happened was James G. Anderson accidentally, so he's not being prosecuted for this, accidentally started a wildfire that almost blew this town off the map. And what happened was, is apparently, how did he start it? Well, what he did was, and this is what I'm always curious about when you're in these areas, is that he did this by rusting in a rusted out barrel. He had a fire. He had started a fire, and it got out of control. So he decided he was going to have his own controlled burn, and it didn't quite work out for him. And what happened was, it had gotten so out of hand that the firefighting tab for all the people who had to come in to put this out, the Horse Thief Canyon Fire, that's what it was called, in September of 2012, they spent $9 million to put it out. $9 million. And I only know this because the AP, the Associated Press, did that whole Freedom of Information Act and then did a blurb on it, did a story on it. So that's how we find out who he is, and coming out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And, you know, they want to collect, the Forest Service, the U.S. Forest Service, wants to collect over $6 million from James G. Anderson. And I got to say that you have to be careful. You know, when you live in these areas, you know, when you're in these wooded places, you don't want to do stupid things like when it's particularly dry and it's stage four drought and there's all kinds of things happening around you. You just don't want to be lighting fires in barrels. And you know, people have to know better than that. They have to know better than to waste all that money to have all these people put their lives on the line because you decided to start a fire in a rusted out barrel. So I don't know that James G. Anderson is going to be able to cough up that kind of dough, $6.3 million. If the Forest Service asked you for that, could you come up with it? The answer is probably no, right? But I think, because he's not criminally being charged, but I think he needs a little time out to think about it. We have to make examples of some of these stupid situations because we see how out of control it's gotten with wildfires, and often it started through stupid things like this. If you are going to be in those areas, you have to treat it so cautiously with what you're doing when you're making something, when you're smoking a cigarette, when you're shooting a gun off into the air and it's 4th of July or whatever. Because one, it's not fair for the firefighters' lives that you're putting at risk, the people in that town who lose property and homes, and the fact that you just didn't take 5 seconds to think about what you're doing when you know you're in the middle of a drought. That's all anyone was talking about. That's all anybody was talking about. So, James G., we're going to have to escort you to our America Tonight cell so you can get your time out to think about what you did, because I know you can't cough up that kind of coin. So, Matt, let's let him in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Hey,
Uh-huh. So that's what he's going to do. That's what you're going to do. And we will try to track him down to see if he'll comment on the show. Nobody's been able to get a comment from him. He's definitely got an attorney because he's going to have to fight this whole thing. But you had people that were urged to evacuate, and it was a bad deal. And when you're talking about $9 million to put it out, yeah, you got to think about it. I've covered too many of those things back in the day in Santa Barbara and other places, and I've seen what it can do. And we certainly know that with the amount of firemen that you have to bring in, I remember just last year we were talking about the hot shots and that lost their lives and how awful that was. So you don't want it to be tied to somebody doing something that was just stupid, that just they didn't think about it. They didn't take that second to think, oh, yeah, that's right, this could go up so easy. And that's all it is. That's what happens, just being thoughtless and not really, 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 really being concerned about the possibilities of what you might start and not being able to get it out. All right, so we close again with these unseasonably cold temperatures, but it is slightly easing. What is being called the polar vortex, in some areas of the country, you're starting to get a little bit of a break in the weather. You heard Matt talk about it seemed almost balmy by the standards of what they had for the last couple of days. But all 50 states dipped below 30 degrees at some point on Tuesday. Even Hawaii, where it was 25 at the top of Mauna Kea, the volcano, which is normally right around the freezing line this time of year. So you had schools and businesses closed for a second day, single-digit temps at parts around the country, Alabama, our friends there listening, Georgia, Minnesota, we've already mentioned, all kinds of records being shattered, but not quite as bad as it has been, believe it or not. Just a couple of degrees in one direction make a difference. I mean, it was cold enough the last couple of days that it could take your breath away. That's what it felt like if you were outside too long. It felt like you just had to suck in the air the best that you could. It was that rough. And it affected about 187 million people. I mean, for goodness sake, that's more than half of the population in this country. I know I'm going out and buying myself a good pair of gloves just in case. I don't want to be stuck with holes in the palms. You know what I'm saying?
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.